Hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. So happy to be here with you guys. Speaking my soul, speaking my heart. And I am so grateful for everyone who tunes in every single week. I know you guys already know that. If you're new, welcome. This is definitely the place you want to be for all things spirituality, growth, evolution, energetics, manifestation. Those are all my favorite things to really dive into, dissect, teach you guys about. And that is just the lens that I see my life and my business through. And if you are a business owner or an aspiring business owner, entrepreneur, or just someone who simply wants to elevate their life, well, you're definitely in the right place. So happy to have you. Today, we're going to talk about some questions that I've been asking myself to keep me in motion, to keep me showing up for my goals and showing up for the person who I say I'm becoming. Because it's really, really easy to get excited about something or feel really lit up by something that you say you're gonna do, somebody you say you're gonna become this year. And then when it comes down to the training grounds, the actuality of life, like really applying and becoming that person, a lot of people just kind of shy away and get scared, fearful, uncertain, all of the things, right? So if you want to become the person who is actually going to do the things they say they do, the person who wants to continue evolving, the person who wants to actually become who they desire to be. Like when you do your visualizations and you really take a second to think, like, who do I picture myself to be in the future? Like, what is she doing with her life? Like, it is like this feeling that comes over your body almost, right? It's like you just feel like, oh God, that would be so incredible if I can actually make that version of myself come to life. And you see that in little moments where it's like you're on the elevator and you feel really awkward and you want to say something to the person next to you, but there's a big part of you who wants to stay safe, who wants to feel comfortable, right? And saying hi to that person is going to feel uncomfortable, but you know that the highest version of yourself is going to say hi and is going to be a light in people's world, and it wants to be social and wants to actually just not give a fuck at the end of the day. Like, you don't want to give a fuck about what that person is going to say or think about you, right? And in moments like that, you start to realize, like, ah, it would be so nice if I can just stop caring about that. It would be so nice if I can just really radiate that energy that I feel from people that make me feel really good. Like, you know, when you meet someone and these are just examples, by the way, this can be applied to anything, but you know, when you meet someone and their energy is just so warm, inviting, and like uplifting, and you're like, damn, I really want that for myself and for the people in my life. Well, your old identity, right? The identity that you're currently in might not be that way, but it is 100% possible to become that person, right? It just takes dedication, consistency, intentionality. And you have to be in constant conversation with yourself when manifestation is what you want for yourself. And like, naturally as humans, we all want that, right? If that is like what you're going for, and personally, that's what I'm always going for. Like, I am fascinated by the idea of growing, evolving, and looking at myself in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and seeing this beautiful flower who has blossomed, right? Who has dissolved patterns and dissolved behaviors and dissolved actions and thoughts and feelings that were keeping her in the same place, making her feel really stagnant and uncomfortable in her life, and ultimately just not the highest version of herself. I think that is fascinating, and I think we live once, right? So it's like, why not make the absolute best out of the life that we have, and why not really play around with what's possible for us, right? So the questions that I'm asking myself all day, every day, and I promise you guys, if you do this, it is going to make such a big difference in your life, without a doubt, because it's been helping me so much with everything that I'm working on and who I'm becoming, right? So the question, the first question is, what do I usually decide in moments like this one, right? That has led me to my current circumstances. So a perfect example that I want to give you guys is I'm working on my wedding body right now, right? And for some time, I kind of felt just like unmotivated and so bored with my fitness journey, and to the point of like just doing everything kind of in a really half-ass way and just like showing up but not fully showing up because I have a goal and I want to look a certain way and I want to feel a certain way. But I was just kind of like dragging my feet and doing whatever. There was just nothing really pushing me, nothing really motivating me. And I've been doing this for 10 years. So the longer you're doing this, the more intentional you have to be with your like fitness journey, because it can get boring, right? So, you know, with the wedding coming up, I am just so excited to build the body that I want to build. And like, I just want to look a certain way and feel a certain way on the wedding day and just on that trip in general and in life, right? Wedding or not, like that is just what I want to feel going into, or what I want to see and feel going into spring and summer. So asking myself every time it's time to go take a walk, right? You guys know a big part of my brand is the hot girl walk. Like every single day I'm showing up for those walks, right? I'm showing up and doing my gym workouts, which by the way, for a while I was doing like really easy stuff in the gym, kind of like playing around with what it would be like to just like make things very simple and easy. And to be honest, like more effort had to be put in because it was definitely hard to lose fat and my butt was kind of like going down a little bit. I built a really nice pair of glutes and I saw that kind of just like going downhill. So I'm like, okay, we're experimenting, right? We're doing different things. But every single day I'm like, you know, showing up to my nutrition, my steps, right? My workouts. And a lot of the times it just feels difficult. Like it's easy because I know what to do and I'm showing up for it and I'm building momentum. But the most difficult part is getting, when we get in our own way, right? So what do I usually decide to do in moments like this that led me to my current circumstances? And when I say current circumstances, I mean just not looking and feeling how I want to look or feel, you know, right? So it's really important to just like zoom in the moment. Like, what do I usually do when I come across situations like this? When I have to make a decision, when I have to decide, am I going to do A or am I going to do B? What do I usually decide? Because what I usually decide is what got me to my current circumstances. So if I decide to do that right now, well, I'm just going to stay stuck in the same circumstances, same reality, right? So I have to actively choose something different right now. And it's really, really nice to be super, super aware of what that copy and paste default decision usually is. And then how can I consciously make this decision, right? The next question you're going to ask yourself is, how can I consciously make this decision so that I can enter a new timeline where my ideal self and reality reside, right? So now we're becoming very, very aware of our usual norm, you know, the default decision that we usually make in a time like this, right? Should I go downstairs to take a walk? I'm feeling really tired. I'm feeling really like blah, right? My favorite excuse that comes up for me is like, it is so fucking cold in the gym. Like, what if it's just too cold and I just can't fit? I can't do it, right? So like, what do I usually decide? What got me here? What got me to a place where I felt kind of out of touch with my body, out of touch with my fitness journey, and just like not happy with where I'm at, right? And that's usually like, a lot of the times I kind of just say, fuck it. And I don't look at the numbers and I don't look at the data, right? Because I track my steps and I love doing it because it really helps me. And I, you know, I don't open my Fitness Pal, right? And how can I consciously make this decision? Like, I know that my next decision is going to impact my reality, like more than you know, right? So, okay. So usually like I'm really not feeling it today. Like I am so fucking tired and I just don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. And I usually negotiate with myself and say, well, one day is not going to really like do much, right? It's okay. If I get 2,000 steps today, I can get 12,000 steps tomorrow. And then I end up getting 8,000 steps the next day, right? That's like, that's kind of like the default, right? The default that I usually just turn to in moments like that. So how can I consciously choose to make a different decision? And it's actually fun to do this because you start to really become excited about the change that you're making, because it's kind of like a game that you're playing in a way where it's like, cool, like this is what it takes and this is what growth actually looks like. Like I'm actually in the process of fucking growing, right? I'm actually in the process of just like showing up for myself. And like, I'm gonna tell you right now, the average person doesn't do this. That's why they're just always kind of like in the same reality every single year. It's like, I wanna be fit, and then they're just like not fit. And if that's you, all good, because this is why I'm giving you this. Because I mean, in so many different areas of my life, like this comes up. We're just human, right? So like in business too, like I ask myself these questions, and I was gonna take this conversation somewhere right now, and I'm like, no, we're not gonna go there right now. We're not gonna go there today. But my point is, seriously, is like we just need to be asking ourselves questions. Like we need to be active in every single moment and so aware of what's going on in our mind, because it is extremely, extremely easy to just be like, whatever, just kind of like going through the motions of life and like repeating the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. And a lot of the times it's like, or not a lot of times, every like when you do this, you stay like in the same fucking reality. And I don't know about you guys, but my Facebook status is, did I say this already? I might have, but whatever. My Facebook status is come up like the memories, and it's like 13 years ago, 14 years ago, you said this, and I'm like, oh my God, what? That feels just like yesterday, right? So like, you start to reflect a little bit on your life and you're like, oh wow, 13 years kind of feels really quick, right? You start adding the numbers to your current age and you start to realize like life is actually not long. And I think when you're really, really young and you're a kid, like you think life is like a forever thing because you're just so young, right? But it's like, we really need to wake up to the fact that time is passing, and we need to consciously be these type of people who are asking themselves questions, who are in conversation with themselves, who are in this insane next level awareness at all moments. And this is definitely a skill and it's practice, and I'm getting really, really good at it over time. But at first it was just, I was just listening to the voice that was just like, nah, you don't need to do that right now. You know, just eat this whole fucking package of donuts right now because it doesn't matter. Like that was the most alive voice within me. That was like the only thing that existed. When you start to get really good at these things, you start to realize, okay, there's two parts of me, maybe even more. One part of me wants to stay the same and wants to stay comfortable and wants to do what it knows to do. And then there's another part of me who wants evolution, growth, happiness, joy. And to be really proud of themselves, right? So another question that you can ask yourself is, how can I lead myself and make this decision in this moment in a way that's going to make me extremely proud of myself when I go to sleep tonight, right? When you're reflecting on your day, this has been really working well for me. Very, very well for me. It's like I reflect on my day at night and I ask myself, like, why am I proud of myself today? Where did I lean in when I would usually lean out? And you start to reflect on all these beautiful parts of your day where you chose yourself, where you chose to act in alignment with who you say you're becoming. And it's just like this beautiful feeling of, oh God, I'm doing it. Like I'm doing it. I'm learning. I'm teaching myself that it's okay. And then I'm not gonna die when I choose these really uncomfortable decisions that I know result in growth. And oh my God, when I tell you this is so helpful, I'm telling you. And I think we gotta do something, you know, like something has to give, like something needs to change in your life. And if it means asking yourself questions, journaling every night and reflecting, like if it means doing something that you've never done to create a reality that you've never had, well, fucking do it, right? I do it. Because a lot of times we just like hear things like this and we like listen to all these podcasts, we read all these books, and we're just like consuming. And when it comes down to the actual training field of life, we're not applying anything. And that's where this fucking repetitive and stagnant and same old energy comes in. And then people want to say, I don't know if manifestation works. I don't know if it's working for me. Well, it's like, let's take a look at how we're in conversation with ourselves, how we're carrying ourselves every single day, and what choices we're making in every single moment. And this feels really uncomfortable at first. And even you guys listening to this, it's like, oh, well, if I actually follow this and I actually start asking myself these questions, that means I'm gonna have to start making moves. I'm gonna have to start making moves that I'm not used to, and it's uncomfortable and I'm scared, right? Well, the more you do it, the more you trust yourself to be able to hold yourself through those uncomfortable moments. Like I said, when you go to sleep at night, I'm alive, I made it. I made it. And like, you know, with co-creation and manifestation, like, you need to be doing your part. It's not like that. It's a co-creation dance, right, between you and the universe. It's not just the universe, it's not just you. So if you're thinking, okay, I'm just going to kind of do the thing that I've always done before, the universe has my back, who knows how long it's going to take, but I'm going to sit here and wait, it's not going to work very well, right? It's not going to work well at all. And you're just going to be sitting waiting forever, and then you're going to lose faith in the universe, and it's just going to be this whole thing. But when you're actively, you know, taking steps forward and doing what you know to do to get what you want, to get what you desire, you know it's absolute, you know it's happening, you know you're doing your part. And the universe will always come through with the next step. So I hope you guys found this helpful. Definitely write these questions down and please start playing with it. Do it for at least maybe just today. You know, when you remember, try to remember throughout the day, but just try it out to see how you're moving differently in your life and to see how, like, the whole procrastination vibe and, like, the whole, like, I'll do it tomorrow, or the whole, like, I'm too tired, or, you know, whatever. Like, whatever your default pattern is, see how that starts to kind of, like, slowly but surely start to dissolve, and see how you're just moving differently and like making different choices. And in those moments where you're feeling uncomfortable because you're doing things that you're not used to doing, know that that's the growth, and know that that's the evolution, and know that's you stepping into your next level. And at that point, it just has to manifest, whatever that looks like for you, right? Even if that's just the identity you're becoming, it just has to manifest. Like I mentioned the elevator example before, right? And it's like, in the moment, you're like, what would I usually do right now that led me to my current circumstances of feeling so fucking nervous to socialize and nervous to really like connect with new people and nervous of being rejected, right? Because you're always susceptible to rejection when you're putting yourself out there and when you're talking to people, when you're speaking to people, when you're being social, when you're being yourself, always susceptible to rejection, right? So what do I usually do in a situation like this? Well, I stay quiet, because it's so much more comfortable to stay quiet than to feel the discomfort and pain of being rejected. Because what if that person is really awkward or doesn't say hi back? But if you said you wanted to become a more social, likable, outgoing person, is not saying anything in alignment with that? No, right? So you ask yourself, how can I consciously make this decision right now so that I can enter a new timeline where my ideal self and reality reside? And I think at that moment, it's really uncomfortable, right? But you're like, okay, this is what it takes. So this is, I'm gonna do it, because I'm actively involved in creating and designing my life. And if you're not doing this stuff, then you're not actually manifesting. You're always manifesting, but you're not actually intentionally manifesting. So in that moment, it's like, all right, this is so uncomfortable, but I'm just gonna say hi. I'm just going to say it. And it's like, hey, how are you? And it's also like, listen to your tone, right? Listen to the way you're projecting your voice and like the vibes that you're giving off. And then next time, improve on that, right? Oh, I like literally whispered hi. Well, that's not in alignment with who I say I'm becoming. So next time I'm going to, you know, do it with like my soul, with my core. And I'm going to say it with confidence. And then you just keep doing it. And yes, you might get rejected, but you're not going to fucking die. And I think that's the point. It's like, okay, you're teaching yourself, and subconsciously you realize you're not gonna die. But one thing that is for sure and for certain is that you are getting closer to who you want to be. And that is how you skip timelines. And a timeline is a reality. And yeah, that's pretty much all I have for you guys. Thank you so much for being a part of this. I know this is gonna get you really excited to just like play this game of manifestation in life. And because it's getting me really excited lately. Like I just feel like really in the zone, and it's helping me build momentum in multiple areas of my life. And it's not always just about business. And like, you know, a lot of times when you're in business, you just focus on that and you think your whole entire life is like about your business. No, there's so many different areas of life that we need to focus on when it comes to growth and evolution. It's like, who are we becoming? How are our relationships? What is our relationship to ourselves? What is our relationship to money? What does our social life look like? If you're becoming a mom or you are a mom, like, what kind of mom am I? Like, what is my relationship to my children, right? There's so many aspects of life that we can be actively working on. And I think that's what it's all about. That's just what life is all about. That's what growth, evolution, and manifestation is all about. So if you're just focusing on one area, I want you to be conscious to that. I want you to be aware of that, because I think we kind of fall behind when we do that. We think life is about one thing and then all the other areas in our life are suffering. Yes, we can definitely break it up into little pieces, but we just have to be aware at all times of where we want to evolve and grow. Okay, love you guys. Again, thank you so much for being a part of this. I appreciate you with all of my heart. And if you haven't left a review or a rating, please go ahead and do that. I really appreciate that so much. It really helps out with the show and really getting it to more people, because in my opinion, I think this show is exactly what I needed when it's exactly what I need. Like, all the messages that I share right now, like, I love to hear myself speak about them. I love to feel it in my body when I'm sharing it with you guys, because it's just the way I live my life, and they help me. They're really, really helpful paradigms and principles and belief systems that just take me through life in this really beautiful way, intentional way. So yeah, I really want other people to, you know, I want the show to really grow, and that really helps. And if you can do me a big favor, please, if you enjoyed this episode or any other episodes, just take a little screenshot and give me a tag on your story. I really fucking love when people do that. So that would mean the world to me. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you next week. Have a beautiful weekend.